Laura Schaefer is a dear buddy. She handles everything for Jerry Crowley, our boss, and she's the national sales manager for Salem Media of New York. So she saw a play. So Frankie said, "Joe, you just got to hear about this play." It was Julius Caesar. So Laura stepped into the studio. Laura, first of all, welcome on air, and thank you for all that you do for all of us at the station, girl.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you so much.
I know you with the Harry's and with the pro flowers and with all of that. And it's a constant kind of effort to keep it going, but a fun effort. I know Harry's has been great. They're so sweet over there. We appreciate all your help on that. So tell us about this play, Laura, that you saw over the weekend.
So my husband and I went to see the performance for Shakespeare in the Park at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. It's free performances. You go early in the morning, wait for the tickets. They give them away free at noon. And this one is Julius Caesar. So it's on air, or it's being performed through June 18th. And we always try to make it a point to go see one of the performances in the summer. It's just a fun New York thing to do.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for it. I just assumed it was a classic performance of Julius Caesar.
Sure, sure.
So we go to sit down, and I notice that the stage is kind of decorated American theme with, like, Abraham Lincoln on the backdrop, kind of modern New York background. So I knew it was going to be different, but wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Oh, man.
Next thing we know, the whole cast is all dressed in business suits. Definitely a modern take on the play. And then Julius Caesar was Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And I know this because his tie was navy blue, tied too long, a couple inches below the belt.
He's
got the fluffy blonde reddish hair. It was Donald Trump.
And when he walks out, of course, the crowd, of course, loves us because it's all anti-Trump in New York. You know, that's his town. New York's his town. He helped bring back the great city of New York. Yet the audience must have just roared with approval, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously, you know the storyline, so you know where this is going.
Yeah. And he had a wife that sounded like Melania?
Yes. So if you know the play, Calpurnia, the wife of Julius Caesar, has a dream the night before Julius is killed. And she begs Julius, don't go to the Senate. You don't want to go. I had this bad dream. And of course, he's persuaded to go. But at this time, she is speaking in a Slavic accent, pretty slender woman, clearly supposed to be an imitation of Melania.
Wow.
And of course, this scene is done in the bathtub. So at the end of the scene, Donald Trump stands up and you see him stark naked.
No.
It was just
disrespect. Laura, the actor on stage was like naked like that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And you're from Minnesota. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ohio. And I knew there was going to be nudity in it, but for it to be Donald Trump's very disrespectful of the office.
Now, and then they show him being brutally murdered?
Yeah. So they all go to Senate. It's obviously Senate. There's an American flag behind Julius Caesar. And I should mention, like, this whole script, the whole entire time, they kept the whole script true to William Shakespeare. Nothing changed. They never actually said, this is Donald Trump or this is Melania. It was blatantly obvious. And then they had a full murder scene on stage. He stabbed several times. There's blood spewing everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
It was appalling.
But how was the reaction of the crowd, the New York crowd, please?
I think they accepted it. And I just kept thinking, Joe, I saw you with Neil Cavuto talking about Kathy Griffin's image. Yeah, I just kept thinking of that. Like, this is okay. This is going over. This is not funny. It's too far.
Oh, my God. Now, you're such a nice Midwestern Ohio gal. And here you come to the great city of New York, and they have to do Drek like this on stage. And did you think about leaving, or were you just morbidly curious at this point?
I think I was just curious. Yeah.
Stunned
shocked,
is more the word.
Stunned. I didn't even think about, like, leaving, really. I just, you know, like, we got up and left right at the end. And as my husband and I were kind of digesting it, I was just like, this is not okay. This would not have been okay 50 years ago, the last presidency ever.
Yeah.
But it's suddenly okay with President Donald Trump.
Man, listen, we appreciate you letting us know about that. I hate that. Which theater was it again? Was it one of the?
It's a Delacorte Theater. It's the outdoor theater near 81st Street in Central Park. It's a long-time standing tradition of the city, and it was just.
You would advise our dear listeners to perhaps avoid this at all costs,
unless they're morbidly curious. But yeah.
You know what, Laura, thanks a lot. And thanks for all the work you do for the station.
Hey, thank you,
in your capacity as national sales manager. We love you and thanks so much. Isn't that the wildest? Thank you, Laura. Isn't that the wildest thing? Thank you, Frankie. Frankie said, you got to hear the story. Imagine if you did it about anybody else. Imagine if you did something about
Barack Obama. Exactly, Joe. So now, when it comes to President Trump, not only can comedians, and I'm putting comedians in air quotes, can comedians show a picture of his severed head bloody, but you're also able to show a depiction of him being brutally murdered in a play? Yeah. This is outrageous. I don't understand how we got to a point where it's okay to say anything you want, including vile, violent depictions about Donald Trump.
Yet
he's the bully? Give me a break.
I know, but it won't change. The narrative doesn't change. Frankie, thanks for bringing that to the airwaves. And Laura, so far, she's such a nice, sweet kid from Ohio in the big city. And here it is. And then why is the guy got to be nude on stage? I never understood that. What is with nudity on stage? I have no patience for that regard, or I can't figure that out. I mean, it's just the shock value, Frankie, correct?
I guess so. You know, I think part of it is an attempt to embarrass the president.
Yeah, good point. Good point. 8:46. Thank you, Frankie. Let me go to some calls right now. Just trying to make sense of it. It is unnecessary, and trying to make sense of it all on the program this morning. Let me go to Phil. Has been waiting. Phil, how you doing this morning from Westchester? What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, Joe and Frank. Last night I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he had a thing on President Clinton in 1995, repeating everything that Trump wants to do. I wish the Republican people that talk shows would organize themselves to repeat everything just like the Democrats do.
You know, gotcha.
Let's keep showing this film of Clinton saying everything that Trump is saying right now, and nobody said anything. We should arrest these illegal immigrants. We should stop them from coming in here. All the things that Trump is saying, Clinton said it in 1995.
Very good point. Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
I mean, because we just talk and we don't really repeat. Like you see the news media, they keep repeating the same story no matter what station is in the press conference. They keep asking the same thing. Well, why did he go against the mayor of London? I mean, they repeated it yesterday about six times today.
I know. They won't stop with that. Phil, thank you so much. It's a great call and so true. I will watch online sometimes and I will see exactly what Phil's talking about. Bill Clinton said about, he didn't say wall, but he said border control. Yeah, border control. And don't forget, Bill Clinton, to your point, Phil, everything that Bill Clinton pretty much did that was positive for the country, in my mind, came from where? Oh, yeah, Newt Gingrich. You know that. But at least Clinton was smart enough to work with the other side, unlike our previous president did, and the way Tip O'Neill did with Ronald Reagan. But it was that Contract for America was Newt Gingrich's, and putting police on that workfare, all of that were all Newt Gingrich initiatives. And Bill Clinton, you put them in play. So it's a great point.